Israel is threatening a major attack on Palestinian militants in the Gaza Strip if they don't stop their attacks on Israel. Hamas has fired dozens of rockets and mortar shells into Israel in the past few days. Today, one of those rockets apparently fell short of its target and killed two Palestinian girls, aged 5 and 12. At this time of rising tension, Israel has unexpectedly reopened the border with Gaza to allow food and medical supplies to enter. The border had been closed for most of the past month and a half. Journalist Rushdie Abu Alouf is in Gaza. And Rushdie, Israel's reopening of the border to humanitarian aid was apparently meant as an olive branch to the people of the Gaza Strip. One Israeli cabinet minister has said the message is that Israel is not the enemy, but rather it is, quote, the Hamas leadership that has turned them into a punching bag for everyone. Rushdie, did you think that that's how the people of Gaza see things?
We can see that there is still a big level of support for Hamas policy in Gaza. We don't see any demonstrations against the Hamas policy in Gaza, especially the policy towards Israel.
Well, over the past 6 weeks, Israel has tightly controlled its border with Gaza, only allowing in small shipments. And non-Israeli organizations have tried to bring in aid from the sea. And in at least one case, these groups were intercepted at sea and turned away by the Israeli government. Could all be forgiven today now that the border has been reopened?
Not at all, because what they allowed today is a very small shipment. It's a heavy industrial fuel for the power station. Two-thirds of Gaza are totally in dark now. There is a blackout in more than 70% of Gaza city. This new shipment of fuel can help the engineers run the only power station for only 2 days, and that's not enough for the people. And also what Israel allowed today is around 70 trucks of flour and some seeds for the animals and some kind of medical supplies for the people in Gaza. And when we talk about 6 weeks of closing the borders, 1 day of opening the borders can't help the people.
Israel's Haaretz newspaper is reporting that Israel is preparing for a combined ground and air operation in Gaza. Are you hearing that as well?
Yes, I mean, in the Palestinian militant faction here in Gaza, they have members who are watching the Gaza-Israeli border 24 hours, and according to some reports, I mean, we have received, Israel is bringing every day more and more tanks into the border. I mean, Israeli drones and helicopters and fighter jets are flying over Gaza. The fears for the people are getting high and high. They have no safe places to go if there is an Israeli big operation. There is no shelters and there is no products to store, you know.
So what do they do? How do they prepare?
I mean, for the normal people, they can't do anything except staying indoors. They can't do anything. The militants, they are preparing themselves. I mean, we have seen Hamas and other Palestinian militant faction are intensify their training, and they are, deployed more and more militants next to the border. You feel that there is a sense of a preparation among the Palestinian militants.
The BBC's Rushdie Abu Alouf speaking to us from Gaza. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.